Aviation Gateway Park is the theme for today, and especially the Innovation Showcase. And I and Dave Jameson are hanging out here on the street. Literally on the street.
On the street.
We're on the street. Yesterday they were in a cage, and today we're
cage
on the street.
The street.
We're feeling a lot more freedom today than we were yesterday. So what do we got going on now?
So, you know, one of the things that I enjoy most about working with the Innovation Showcase is looking at some of the startups that we've had here over the years and watching them grow and watching them develop. There have been companies here that have gone on to bigger and better things, and the company we have here today, Take Flight Interactive, was part of an accelerator program last year called Aero Innovate that was run out of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. And I had looked at what they were doing, and it was thought it perhaps was something that EAA could benefit from as well. They were developing artificial intelligence that sort of sat on top of a flight simulator and provided real-time flight instruction and feedback that measured you against FAA standards. And I thought, what better way to get our membership a little bit more actively involved in their search of better proficiency than to start up a partnership with Brandon and Take Flight to develop the EAA Virtual Flight Academy, which we've just announced now. So I'll let Brandon kind of tell us a little bit about his path in terms of how he's gone from startup to business and what he's now brought to EAA Virtual Flight Academy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. It's fun to be here again. It was great being part of Aero Innovate. We got so much exposure being here in the Innovation Showcase. You know, so many people coming by. You get to hone your story. You get to talk about your business. It was great meeting Dave. And yeah, I think we can bring a lot of value to some of the EAA
members.
Especially the young eagles. You know, I think this. I like to say that we mix the power of game design, AI, and data analytics into a virtual flight instructor. And what better group of people to understand that technology and to use that technology than young people? And you know, we need that influx of youth. And man, it's fun to be back here this year and and see them sitting down and being instructed virtually and doing really, really well. This is a good time.
Tell us a little bit more about EA Virtual Flight Academy, what it is and what its intent is really meant for.
Yeah, so we built two versions. One of them is an Avior version for the Young Eagles.
And who's Avior?
Avior is, the mascot of the Young Eagles?
He's our superhero, developed by Stan Lee Foundation.
That's right. It's a virtual flight instructor. It's an on-sim curriculum. So you sit down at the sim, say you choose intro flight. You don't have to have any previous aviation knowledge to sit down and learn what the controls do, how to use them. And then we continue on through a real-world flight training curriculum, really. You know, straight and level is about trim, you know, flying at various airspeeds with hands off, and climbs and descents is the same, climbing and descending, controlling your airspeed with pitch. And so this is real world concepts. You know, it may be wrapped up in a game like format, but this is real flight training, the same thing you would get in the airplane with an instructor.
This is a program that's going to not only be fun to use, I'm sure you've built fun aspects into it.
Absolutely.
But yet very valuable because as a flight instructor, you know, the basic premise of flight instruction is first things learned, first things remembered.
That's right.
And that's at the cornerstone of any kind of education, really. But taking something that seems fun and then teaching them valuable skills in the beginning, they don't even probably realize they're learning these fundamental skills that are so valuable later if they decide to pursue flight training. They're way ahead of the ball game.
Absolutely.
And we had a fun discussion when we were first looking at developing this in terms of would people take it seriously if it was referred to as a game, but then you sort of disguise the game around some actual instruction, and I think we realized that it is a good thing. I think to simplify, if you make learning fun, I think people pay a lot more attention and absorb a lot more than you realize. And tell us a little bit about, you know, it's free, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you're an EAA member, you can go to eaa.org/VFA, verify your member number and download it right there. We've kept accessibility easy. All you need is flight sim and a computer to run it, and there you go.
So I think Take Flight sells additional scenarios, I think, for about $30.
That's
but
right.
The first six scenarios EAA is providing to their members for free.
Absolutely.
Just a small investment in the Steam version of Flight Flight Simulator.
And so many people have it already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, you're talking about kids, and, of course, that's a huge target market with EAA, especially with the Young Eagles program. But, you know, my dad is 80 years old, and my dad doesn't fly anymore. But he loves to sit at home and play with his computer, and he loves to do his flight simulator. Awesome. And this would be a great way for someone who maybe can't physically fly anymore, but they still want to keep their brain active. They still want to be, you know, take some lessons that maybe would be like a flight review, like a flight review. And that's another application. You could be sold to get a person ready for a flight review or an instrument proficiency check.
Yeah, I think a lot of those pilots that haven't flown in a long time are a little scared to step back into the cockpit. So this would be a great way to knock the rust off, prove to themselves that they can still do it. One of the fun things to watch here at the Innovation Showcases is we've got the EAA version running. So it's got Avior, a very Young Eagles branded user interface. So, you know, it's the dad will say, okay, you fly it, son. And, you know, the son gets in there and then the dad's watching what's going on. It's like, wow, he's flying an actual landing approach here and he's getting real world feedback. And wow, this was scored on aviation, you know, on FAA standards. So, hey, son, scoot over and let me try. And so a couple times that's happened where the dads jumped in, the granddads jumped in, and then all of a sudden we've got a friendly family competition going on here. So just, you know, to create that kind of excitement around aviation is just, I don't know, I'm passionate about that
stuff.
And
it's another, I think, another spoke in EA's pilot proficiency hub. We spent a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of effort making sure that we maintain and sustain pilot proficiency. We have the Pilot Proficient Center here on grounds at AirVenture, and we spend a good deal of the year talking and promoting keeping your skills up. So this is yet another way to do some hangar flying in a very cost-affordable way as well.
Yeah, the EAA Virtual Flight Academy is a way to take that home with you. Yeah,
excellent.
And what about integration with universities and airlines and the airline program where, you know, they're creating all these ab initio programs now out of necessity, really, to start a pipeline of pilots. We talked about that last year at length. Stuff like this seems like a good first step. It's like, you know, here, take this program, download it, and run through the things and come back and talk to us when you finish the program. These applications are endless, how they could be set up.
One of the things that we see is, you know, we've been hearing about the pilot shortage for a long time. It's showing up right now as an instructor shortage. So we're hearing that almost unanimously from flight schools and universities that we have more student applicants than we have instructors. And so it's interesting that our technology can fill that gap, you know. It's really my dream to take flight training and make every flight in a real world flight, not just a trip to the practice area and back. And so I think we can really increase the efficiency of flight training by doing that, by increasing the number of students per instructor. And as you mentioned, that's just a necessity right now.
Yeah, you mentioned you're a CFI in terms of what advantage would a student have using software like this by the time they got to you?
Oh, it's incredibly valuable. So first of all, I charge by the hour, and it's not cheap. And if a student comes with a skill set already developed, especially around the basics, then we can zip through the basics really quickly, saving them money on airplane time and on instructor time, and move them along the program faster. Of course, they're going to still need the 40 hours for private that they've always needed, 20 hours at dual. But we can concentrate on a higher level of skill set for those hours that are required. And we could do maybe some more valuable long cross countries, emergency stuff in the actual airplane. So that really is giving them that basis, that platform by which to start is going to save them money, and it's also going to save a lot of instructor angst.
Yeah, and we're using a steam gauge Cessna 172.
That's right.
So it's certainly I don't want to say ordinary plane, but something you'd find more typical of a flight school.
Probably the most popular trainer in the world. Yeah.
One of the really interesting things is that simulators are in a lot of ways harder to fly than the real airplane. Right, you don't have the seat of the pants, you don't have that real wide peripheral view. And so if you can do it on a sim, it's pretty amazing how well you can do it in an airplane.
And what's your background, Brandon? Just tell us a little bit about, you know, how you got to this concept.
Sure. So I worked at Microsoft as a game designer on Flight Sim. And before that, I had spent my youth on every Flight Sim that ever came out. And so at Microsoft, that was really the first time I could afford to go take flying lessons. And I remember getting in the airplane and pulling onto the runway. And taking off for the first time, and I'm holding my airspeed, my landmark stationary, and I look out over the wing and thought, I have done this a million times. And I went on to get my license in minimum time, minimum cost. I would do the maneuvers at home before I would go on my flight lesson, and they were familiar to me. And my instructor saw it immediately.
So here's the thing. As an instructor, how can I, and there's a lot of instructors, how can I use this in my curriculum to the advantage of my students?
Yeah.
Like, how do I just send them to the website, have them download it, and give them an assignment before we fly? Say, hey, go on the flight simulator, use the AI platform that you've developed, and for can we even get lessons specific?
I mean, oh, absolutely.
Can it get to that level?
Yeah, so the way that we use it in a flight school that we've partnered with in Seattle is exactly that. It's homework.
Which school is that?
It's Rainier Flight Service.
I know them
in
well.
Renton,
yep.
Washington.
It's run by a couple of Alaska Airline pilots.
Oh, excellent.
It's a really good school.
Yeah. And so yeah, it is homework, right? Do it into proficiency on the sim, and then we will simply go validate it in the airplane, and it works just like that.
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
Wow. Hey, thank you for joining us.
You're
on
welcome.
The radio. And congratulations on moving the ladder a little bit higher this year.
We're very excited about the launch. And again, okay. for all members that are listening, it's give us the URL again.
Well, yes, eaa.org/VFA.
VFA, and that stands for?
Virtual Flight Academy.
Virtual Flight Academy. Very cool. Excellent. Thanks for coming by year two again, Brandon.
Thanks for having us. See you next year.
Excellent.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Well, Dave, that wraps up another year here on Thursday at Innovation on the Fly. And, I never know what to expect every year. You know, we come back, and every year I'm just shocked by the innovation, the stuff that you're living it all year round here, picking, who you're going to have in the showcase and such, and seeing all those applications. And, you know, but we don't get to see that.
It's fascinating. I come from a small software startup world, and I worked for Sony for 15 years, but I've been an EA member and a pilot, and innovation has always been near and dear to me in terms of how these ideas go from concept to market. So I think no matter who we pick to interview, you know, 4 out of the 15 that are in there, there's never a disappointing story. Their backgrounds are fascinating in terms of what got them involved, what have they been passionate about, because without that drive, you're not going to be successful. So it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it has, and thank you very much for joining as well today. So tomorrow on the flight takes us down to the Warbirds area and the big Veterans Day tomorrow. We're going to do in review. We're going to do a parade. It's going to be a lot of fun. So tune in 1 o'clock tomorrow. You're listening to EA Radio.